For this visualization, it's really important you're not driving, you're not operating any machinery, and certainly not flying a jumbo jet. You can do it sitting down or lying down. Just make sure your legs aren't crossed, your arms are relaxed. Just let the tension flow from your body. I want you to imagine that you've been walking through a forest, down a path that's quite muddy and wet underfoot. You don't know how many days, it's quite heavy going, your shoes are soaking wet, come all the way through to your socks. Your coat is damp. In your travel bag, you've ate the last morsel of food, drank the last bit of water from your bottle. And what's worse, you've got no money in your wallet to pay for any food or lodgings. You're pretty much at your wit's end. But suddenly, in the distance, you can see it getting lighter, and the trees start to thin out around you. The sun comes out, the drizzle fades away, and you come out into a bright green clearing. On the other side of the clearing, you see a large glass house. And as you walk towards it, you can see two doors. And out of one of the doors comes a figure and beckons you towards it. You can't make out their face, but you sense you can trust them. And as you walk closer to the glass house, you can see the doors are clearly labelled in and out. The figure beckons you towards the door labelled in, and you walk up a flight of 7 steps. And you sense the material they're made from is like nothing you've ever felt before. They feel like they should be slippy, but you've got fantastic grip. And as you're walking up them, you can even feel your feet getting drier. You approach the figure, and she, for it is a she, beckons you through the door and points you over to a cloakroom. And the attendant of the cloakroom asks you for your coat and your shoes and gives you a ticket with the number 999 on it. The cloakroom attendant can see that you're shivering, so he hands you a cloak and put it around you, and instantly you feel warm, and you can feel it absorbing all the dampness from your clothes. He then hands you some slippers. You slip them on your feet, and again you can feel all the dampness coming out of your socks. You then look into the glass house, and you can see a huge atrium, a huge glass roof, almost going as far as the eye can see. And you can see down one side, it's full of market stalls. And right down the very end, you can see somebody just turning the corner to the right, just going out of your sight. The stalls now grab your attention. And you can see above each one is a banner. You can't make them out apart from the first one. It's in red and it says anger. You walk up to the stall and you're sure you recognise the stall holder, but you can't place him. And he hands you a cup with 2 handles. In it you can smell the most gorgeous soup. You sip it and it warms every cell in your body. And the stall holder then hands you a wallet. It's of a material you've never felt, like leather, but very soft, definitely not animal skin. And he asks you, is there anything you feel angry about? You start to tell him all the things that make you angry. And for each thing that you tell him, he hands you some coins and asks you to put them in your wallet. And these coins are made of a very strange material. No markings on them. Almost translucent. Different shapes. Triangles, squares, circles. And you just get a sense that each of them carries a different value. You slip each of the coins in turn into the wallet. And you find it's got a little compartment perfectly shaped for each of the coins. And as you unload more and more of your anger, it gives you more and more coins. Then you remember something you really want to get off your chest. You tell him about it, and he hands you some notes this time. The notes again have got no markings, they're just coloured, and they feel really silky. You take them, place them into the wallet, and again you find there's a perfect pouch just to slide them into. And when you've unloaded all your anger, the stallholder says, "It's time to move on now." And just as you move on, you remember. It reminds you of one of the bullies at school. You turn round and he's gone. So you move on to the next stall, and on this one you can clearly see now the sign's orange and it's labelled "Hurt." You walk up to it and a nurse appears. Again, she seems vaguely familiar. Perhaps it was a nurse in a hospital or a dentist or a doctor's surgery you saw when you were a child. And she asked you to tell her all the times you've been hurt. And again, as you recount those tales, for each one that you share with her, she gives you even more coins that you slip into your wallet. You trust her, and she listens intently. You know she's not patronizing. She senses your hurt. You tell her about the times, you tell her about those people, those events, those circumstances, those bits of bad luck, where you've been hurt and you've been offended. And when you've finished, she thanks you and says it's time to move on. You move to the next door, and it's a yellow sign that says "Sadness." Things are getting a bit spooky now. You're sure the stall holder, this time it's a small girl, is someone you recognise from school. And she asks you to tell her of all the times you've been sad. And again, for each event, she gives you some coins. And for the bigger events, she'll give you some notes. When you've finished, again she thanks you and asks you to move to the next door. The stallholder this time reminds you of one of your teachers, one of the teachers you didn't like. But now you sense they're here to help you. They're a human being too, and that they were only doing their job. And the sign above this door is in green, and it says "Guilt." Your teacher asks you to share with her all the times you felt guilty about things when they were too easy, about all the times you felt guilty about the things you've done badly, the disservices you've done to people you've met along your path. And again, for each thing that you unload, she gives you some coins and some notes that you slide into your wallet. And finally now you can see the end of the atrium coming in sight, and the last stall you see is big. This has got a big blue sign, and this sign says "Fears." But behind it is a very strange figure. Again, you're sure you've seen before, but you can't think where. And this doll holder is almost translucent, radiating. And they ask you to share with them all the times you felt fearful, all the times you procrastinated with the fear that someone might ridicule you, all the times that you've not stepped up because you've been frightened of failing, all the times you shied away from something because you've been frightened of the unknown, and all the times you've been a busy fool when really at the heart of it was just the fear of success. You spend a fair amount of time at this stall. The stall holder almost doubles the quantity of coins and notes in your wallet. You can really feel the weight of it now. But when you've shared all these fears with her, you feel so much lighter. She thanks you, and she points you to the end of the corridor, and you can see now a big opening to your right, and a yellow glow. She says to you, it's now time to start spending some of this money. So you go around the corner and see yet another line of stalls. And right in the distance, you can see that figure again. They can only be leaving what must be the outdoor. And just as the last stall holder said, these stalls are packed to the gunnels with things to buy. You go towards the first stall, and above it, you see the word inspiration. And on the stall are loads of hats. So you say to the stall holder, which hat do you recommend? And they pull out one, which is like a cap. It's got a dial on the side, a little aerial on the top. You put it on your head, it feels nice and light. And the stall holder shows you how you can just tune in to any source of inspiration at any time. And as you turn the dial, ideas, wisdom, knowledge just flows in through the top of your head. The stall holder asks for some money. He says, just put your wallet near this checkout. And as you do, you see the coins jump out and into his checkout till. You move along now to the next stall. Above this one it says creativity. By this time you're getting a little warm, so you take off your cloak and you carry it. And on the creativity stall, there's loads of garments. Jumpers, cardigans. But your eye is drawn to this waistcoat. It's shimmering colours. You ask the stall holder, can you try it on? She hands it to you. You put it on, again, it fits like a glove. And you notice that the colours are changing. She says, just think sad. You find this quite hard because all your sadness has gone. But you give it a go, and it turns orange. She now says, now try and be angry again. You find this difficult, but you try and remember that anger. You find it's gone. But as you do, just bits of the waistcoat go red. She now says, think about your favourite music. Think about that book you most enjoyed. And as you do, the waistcoat turns an iridescent violet. So you decide to buy this waistcoat. You put your wallet near the till, and this time some notes and some coins leave your wallet and deposit themselves in the till. So you move on to the next stall, and the next stall is labelled Trust. And here you see necklaces, bangles, and a whole array of belts. Your eye is taken to one particular belt. The stall holder says, do you realise you've chosen the magic belt? This one's the most expensive. Self-adjusting, who will always hold you perfectly, making sure your back doesn't take too much strain. And here's where it's magic. When you're in a dangerous situation, it will tighten and vibrate slightly to give you a nudge. Is it not for you? You're liking these stalls. Already you've got 3 wonderful new items that you know will be useful on your journey. A hat to deliver inspiration. A waistcoat to give you unlimited creativity. And a belt that you can trust will warn you anytime you're in an undesirable situation. So again, you move your wallet near the checkout. Some more coins and some more notes jump out into the checkout. In the next stall, above it, the sign says Resolve. And here is the most amazing array of walking sticks. Short ones, long ones, adjustable ones, expandable ones. You're getting pretty confident now, so you ask the stall holder, what's the best staff that I can buy? She says, just put your wallet near my till so I can make sure I give you the best one you can afford and still leave some money for the next and the last stall. This time some coins leave your wallet, go into the till, and at that moment the staff jumps off the stall into your hand. You've never felt material like this. It's light, but you know intrinsically it's very strong. And as you hold the staff, move it up and down, you see that it adjusts itself so it always reaches the floor and supports you, no matter what position your hand is in. And at the top of the staff, you've got a lovely loop you can hang things on, like your wallet or your cloak. You thank the stall holder, and you move to the very last stall. You're getting closer to what must be the outdoor. And this stall is called Serendipity. And this stall holder is very like the stall holder on the Fear stall. Translucent, yet radiant, just a little shorter. And she says, I'm here to bring you unlimited luck. And on the stall, you see a wide range of lanterns. Some big, some small, some short, some fat. And she asks you to place your wallet near the checkout so she can find out which lantern you can afford. And she says, the lantern that's perfect for you is my most expensive. And it's going to mean I need to take all the money from your wallet, all the coins, all the notes that you've acquired. And this lantern's special because it burns forever. You'll never need to replenish it. It will give you light in the darkness and need no more fuel. So you think, well, I came in here with nothing, and I'm leaving with more than nothing. I'll have a light, I'll have a staff, I've got a new belt, I've got a fantastic waistcoat, and a wonderful magical hat. So you pass the wallet over, all the coins and all the notes leave it, and she hands you the light. Next, the character that showed you through the indoor comes over again and takes you back to the cloakroom. She asks you for the slippers and your temporary cloak. You're past your bag, which is full of food and water. You're handed your shoes. They're polished, new soles have been fitted, all the holes have been repaired. It feels like they're made from a brand new material, but you know they're your shoes. You put them on. You almost feel you can now walk on water, yet the shoes will remain dry. The cloakroom attendant now passes you your cloak. It feels lighter, and it feels different. He says, yes, I've waterproofed it for you. Even if it's wet on the outside, you'll never feel damp on the inside. So you're now shown through the outdoor, and the figure who greeted you says, take your light, put it on your staff, and shows you to a path in the clearing that you sure wasn't there before, and they send you on your way. So you walk back into the forest with a new confidence. So you start walking down the path, which is altogether drier, but you can't resist stepping in a puddle, and sure enough, your shoes don't leak. As you walk down the path, it gets a bit darker, so you think you'll try your light out. You switch on your light, and all of a sudden, you see some pebbles. You're sure you've seen these before, but in the light, they're clearly not pebbles. They're the coins and the money you've been using inside the atrium. So you gather some up and just slide them into the wallet. You walk on a little bit further and you see a tree. And on that tree, what you're sure was leaves and now the silk notes that you were handed. Again, you pull a few off and they fit exactly into the wallet. You now know that serendipity was always around, but you just needed the right light with which to see it. So thank you for listening to this visualization. I hope you enjoyed it. I'm Tom Evans, the author of Flavors of Thought and the architect behind Recipes for Fresh Thinking. I wish you every success in your journey, and I hope now you're traveling light.